The Zamzos Garden Show is sponsored by Zamzos. The views, opinions, and advice offered by the show's hosts do not necessarily reflect those of KBOI or its parent company, Cumulus Media. KBOI makes no representations as to the accuracy of the information expressed and shall not be responsible or liable for any claims arising out of the use of or reliance upon any such information.
What kind of seeds are you sowing? Why is it so green where you're from? It must be Zamzos growing in your yard, garden, or barn. You've done it right, you see it. Got the help that you needed. Zamzos really makes you want to come home.
I'm coming home,
'cause
nobody knows
like Zamzos.
News Talk 670 KBOI. It's the Nobody Knows Like Zamzos Garden Show on News Talk 670 KBOI. To be a part of the show, call now 1-800-529-KBOI or 336-3700. It's the Nobody Knows Like Zamzos Garden Show on the Big 670 KBOI.
Good morning, everyone. It is the Zamzos Garden Show. I am your host, Nolan Guthrie, and I just want to thank everybody for tuning in on this rainy day in Boise, and I want to welcome, for the first time in studio, Matt Mastin from our brand new Lake Hazel store. Matt, thanks for taking the time to come and hang out with me for a bit, man.
Thanks for having me. My pleasure.
Yeah. So Lake Hazel opened up just, last week?
Yeah. Today will be 1 week.
1 week today. And how's it been going so far?
It's been good. We're really excited. Been pretty steady all day. Word's kind of spreading. We're just excited to be a part of that new, you know, that blossoming community.
Yeah, no, I've been out to the store a few times now, and there are a lot of homes in that area and not a lot of places that carry the stuff that we carry out there.
Absolutely not. Yeah, it's everybody's excited. It's been the common theme. Everybody's stopping in, and we can't tell who's more excited, us to be able to help, us to be able to help them, or them that we're there.
Yeah, right. No, I've been, I've had a lot of people, you know, asking about stuff online through Facebook and just through our website. Just, you know, when's it open? When's it open? When's it open? Can I get a job there? Can I get a job
there?
It's just
then,
constant.
And oh, yeah.
Is
there's a lot of,
is a lot of, you know, we haven't even really done that much to really talk about it. So it is really exciting. Anytime we, you know, get a chance to open up a new store and service a newer, you know, a new place, it's really exciting. And this one has been, seems to be well received. And you guys got a great crew over there. I know you've got Jenna and Trampas, both people I worked with at State Street years ago. And
my assistant manager, Ann, about as experienced and knowledgeable about dog food and just anything to do with pets as anybody I've ever met.
Yeah.
Jessica, who I've worked with for about a year, she's great with small animals. We got a well-rounded, eclectic crew.
Very good. Yeah, no, it's fantastic. The store looks amazing. It looks very different from anything else Zamzos has done. Actually, I mean, I guess it kind of looks a little bit like Fedway after they remodeled.
Right.
Similar.
We drew a lot of inspiration from the successes of the remodel at Fedway, which I also was a part of. So it was great to see, kind of feel things out, see what worked, and apply everything to the new store.
Yeah, fantastic. So tell us a little bit about the store, because it is a little different than some of our other Zamzos. So,
right. So
what's kind of give us the feel, the theme of the Lake Hazel location.
So a lot of what people feel when they walk into Zamzos, it's just this giant, you know, mass of different products.
Yeah.
And we have a premium, you know, a limited amount of space. So it's about fulfilling all the needs that people, you know, people have, but we're not going to have a full nursery, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Luckily, there's, you know, we have such great greenhouses at so many of our locations, you know, Jim in Overland, Chris at Chinden, Corey at Fedway. And so we have all the things to take care of those plants. And we're hoping to carry some things seasonally.
Yeah.
Things that are timely, you know, hanging baskets around Mother's Day, some tomato plants when we get to that season.
Right.
But with the north-facing store, and just I'm not one to torture plants. And I was like, I want them to be happy as I want them to be as happy as I am. So.
Fantastic, yeah. No, it's there's some it's I don't want to say the basics because it's more than the
it's
basics.
More than that, yeah.
But it is a limited selection. Right. You're not going to find everything. But you know what's nice is that if there is something you need, and you come and talk to Matt and you need this one specific thing, chances are we can get it.
Yeah, absolutely. We can, anything that any of the stores carry,
yeah,
we can get to us.
Right.
Anything's within a week.
Right.
You know, and also with the proximity to Overland, you know, it's either one drive down Overland,
right,
or it's give me a couple days and I'll get it for you.
Yeah, fantastic. So if you haven't come by the Lake Hazel store, I think it's worth a trip out there, you know, taking a little drive.
It's a destination.
It is really, it's very nice. It's you know, it's always nice when it's a new store because it's right, always like got that new store cleanliness.
It's clean. It's got that nice hardwood, fresh smell.
Yeah, you know? Fantastic. So yeah, it's very, and we do have a grand opening celebration that we're going to do here at the first week of April.
It's the first
weekend
after Easter. So April 6th, 7th, and 8th. It's going to be a pretty big to-do. We're going to have lots of people coming out. We're going to have some Saturday. We're hoping to have, I believe the Humane Society is coming out to do a mobile adoption truck.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's going to be lots of stuff going on.
Yeah, we got some sales plans, so stay tuned for that. It's going to be exciting. There's going to be a lot of stuff going on.
Let the trepidation build. We're not going to let those secrets out yet.
Yeah, yeah. So, if you haven't been out to Lake Hazel yet, go, you know, take a look, or, you know, wait for the grand opening here in a few weeks. And
Do both.
Matt would love to see you.
Always.
So, I think the stores are probably finishing up the seed starting classes, and you guys had some people show up for that.
Yeah, so. we had a good turnout, especially for us only being open a week.
Yeah.
You know, so it's been a great turnout, and we had Trampas leading that. And I left it in good hands.
Yeah, fantastic. So very exciting. Really, really glad to, you know, be a part of Zamzo's getting bigger. I've been around for a long time, and so I think this is the fourth or fifth store I've seen open. So pretty exciting. It's always a lot of fun.
Half the company.
Almost, just about. I'm old. So anyway, so all that stuff's going on. We got Matt here. I want to mention a few things. Before I forget, because I always tend to forget, I did want to mention the Boise Flower and Garden Show is next week, and you can still get the discount coupons at all stores. You guys have them over there at Lake Hazel?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, fantastic. So if you're planning on going, that's a great time to go check out Lake Hazel and grab your discount coupon. I will be speaking at the seminar, I think it's around 11 o'clock, so it's a morning one on Friday. That's going to be a seminar about soils, and I'm really excited about that. My boss Ross, he made a PowerPoint for me, or I made the PowerPoint. He made it look nice.
Right.
So I'm really excited about the soils one, and then I got a trees one that is going to be on Sunday, and then our store manager Chris Owings from Chinden will be teaching a seminar at on Saturday about tomatoes, and he'll be doing that while I'm on the air here.
I love when Chris teaches seminars.
Chris is very good. He's a great teacher, and that's he does really well with those tomato classes. So if you haven't,
he's a natural presenter.
Yeah, yes, he is. So if you haven't seen Chris talk, and you're going to be there, I would highly recommend taking the time to go see his seminar about tomatoes, because he does a really good job and is very, very knowledgeable. I've known him for a very long time. He's a smart guy. So
I'll be there Friday afternoon, mainly just dancing, but I'll be helpful in that way.
Are you going to work? You're going to be on the floor?
I'll be there on Friday.
Okay.
Friday
fantastic.
Afternoon.
Well, that's great. So, lots of stuff coming up. I got a few other things I want to talk about today. Potatoes and onions have come into the store. So we're going to talk about timely planting for those. So if you want to be a part of the show, give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI, and we will be right back after a short break on the Zamzo's Garden Show.
The Zamzo's Garden Show will be back right here on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Hi, this is Jim Zamzo. Yes, we're already into the third week of March. In fact, spring officially arrives this Tuesday, and Easter is Sunday, April 1st, which is the holiday we suggest you use to remind yourself when to apply step one of your Zamzo's lawn program. You see, the holidays are the perfect way to remember when to apply each step. Easter for step one, Memorial Day for step two, and so on. If you're a little early or a little late, not to worry. It all works out, and you have an easy way to remember when to apply each step. Easter's also the time to purchase your potato and onion sets, which are arriving at Zamzo's now, but won't last long. Oh, and now that daylight savings time has arrived, you've got an extra hour to work out in the yard. So stop by your nearest Zamzo's and get a head start on spring. Oh, and check out our new store, now open at Lake Hazel and 5 Mile. We're growing with the Treasure Valley and have been for 85 years. So come grow with us at Zamzo's.
Nobody knows like Zamzo's.
I remember as a kid, about 6 to 8 years old, growing up in the hills of West Virginia, late at night, I'd lay back in my bed and listen to Robert Weston Smith. Now, his radio name you might recognize, Wolfman Jack. That's right, broadcast in the early 1960s across the southern border on a 250,000-watt station, heard all over the U.S., he said, "Ow, this is Wolfman Jack. Ow." Well, what's that got to do with anything? Well, maybe nothing, but then maybe everything with respect to what I'm doing with you right now. If Wolfman Jack can impact the world for music and to purchase products, well, maybe, just maybe, I can make an impact in your life with the love of God, with the true message of the cross and the resurrection of Jesus, and with the fact that God is head over heels over you. I'm Kevin Skidmore. This is a Cross-Eyed Minute Uplift brought to you by the Boise Church of Christ. You can find more about us at boisechurch.org. Boise Church of Christ, where church is family.
There's a special kind of love.
There's nothing worse in the morning than waking up sooner than you need to. It's either that darn body clock or that awful mattress. The body clock you may have to trick, but there's no trick to the mattress other than finding the right one. Hi, it's Mike from Leisure Mattress on Federal Way, and it's our job to find you the right mattress. With 3 generations of experience and know-how, we have several different styles and designs to work with. It's our mission to get you to bed and keep you in bed. Body clock be darned. Come see us on Federal Way, find us on Facebook, or at leisuremattress.com.
Save like never before at Dennis Dillon Alfa Romeo on Motor Trend's Car of the Year, the 2017 Alfa Romeo Giulia Sedan. On sale with an incredible $10,800 off MSRP, or just $279 a month. Or the 2018 Alfa Romeo Stelvio Sport Utility with all-wheel drive traction, now only $369 a month. Dennis Dillon Alfa Romeo, where Orchard Street and the freeway meet Boise. All prices after all rebates and incentives plus tax, title, and dealer dock via $299. Stelvio, 24-monthly payment lease, and Giulia, 36-monthly payment lease. Both with $19.99 down, expires 3/31.
The worst part about winter roofing issues is you don't realize there's a problem till all that snow melts through your ceiling. Who do you call? Handsome Roofing. Call Cody at 991-4584 and ask about the first quarter discount. Now through March 31st, Handsome Roofing is offering great discounts on your new roof. When you pull into your driveway, you'll say, "Now that is a handsome roof." Call Cody at 991-4584.
Come home to a handsome home. Call Handsome Roofing.
It's the American dream. You work hard and the good life is yours. In Idaho, this dream isn't looking good. Right now, 49 other states have higher average weekly wages, and 47 other states outrank Idaho in K-12 education. It's time we wake up and make a strong Idaho a reality by making education our number one priority. Seek the facts at don'tfailidaho.org. Paid for by the J.A. and Catherine Albertson Family Foundation.
We are the home for the best in local talk. Call Jay, Chris, and Nate on News Talk 670 KBOI.
All right, we are back for part two of the Zamzo's Garden Show. I'm your host, Nolan Guthrie, and with me today is Matt Mastin from our brand new, newly christened Lake Hazel location. Matt, thanks a lot for being here, man.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for taking the time to come out of your new store and talk with us for a little bit. I really appreciate it.
It was hard to leave. It was very hard to leave.
Got a few things I want to talk to everybody about today, or you know, some topics that are timely. But if you have any questions, you want to be a part of the show, anything on your mind with lawn and garden stuff, we'd love to talk to you. So give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI. We'd love to chat with you and answer any questions you might have. So just before the last break, I did mention that potatoes and onions have come in. And you guys got some over there at Lake Hazel?
We do. With this cold weather, I'm ready to make some soup.
Yeah. That would be – I wonder if that would be expensive soup.
I think it would be expensive. I was like, it's the plan is to – Multiply.
Yeah, exactly. So I haven't seen what varieties we've gotten in. Do you remember what varieties we've gotten in?
Yeah, we got in. We have the Pontiac Reds.
Okay, classic.
Yukon Golds.
Very good.
Tasty.
Yeah.
Yukon Golds.
Yeah.
And then we have the Russet Burbanks.
Okay.
I think some of the locations have the fingerlings.
Okay.
I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, those ones, I think the Pontiacs and the Yukons are just classics. I mean, right. Even the Russets, but man, those Pontiacs and the Yukons are right. Really good potatoes.
They make some good French fries.
Absolutely. I am all about French fries.
Oh, yeah. So
I don't think I've really gotten into my deep, deep love of French fries on this show. Mostly I just talk about how...
We only have 1 hour. Otherwise, we'll need another show for French fries.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad we can bond about this.
Give me some garlic salt, some lemon pepper.
Potatoes are in. And historically, a lot of people will plant them around St. Patrick's Day, which is a weird association. But it is a good time. I think this week, I think the potatoes came in, which is nice. I think it's probably going to want to hold off. Right. I have planted potatoes where it rained a lot right shortly after and had pretty much a disaster.
Well, yeah, you want it to be like damp, moist, if you will, but not wet.
Yeah. As I think it was a few years ago, I planted my potatoes and then it rained for like 3 days. And I'll talk about kind of a good tip to plant them, but all of the holes that I had dug were just a giant puddle of water, and every single one of my potatoes died that year, and I had to replant. So it might want to hold off. Wait till it's done raining, and you got a few days at least of no rain to really get them in the ground. But I'm going to just talk about some of the ways to plant potatoes and what that's all about. So do you do much gardening, Matt?
I do. I do some. There are people that eclipse me quite a bit in their passion for it.
Uh-huh.
I'm a fan of growing your own.
Yeah. So potatoes are a lot of fun. I think they're probably one of the funner. Is it weird to say potatoes? Growing potatoes is fun?
No, because it's when you see the fruits of the labor and not very labor intensive. It's a nice thing to get you going.
Yeah, they are very easy. There's not a ton of work involved. And I enjoy digging them up because it's kind of like you're digging them up and you're just unearthing all these little Yukon golds.
It's like the scratchers only in gardening where you just a little bit of work.
Yeah.
There's a big payoff.
Fantastic. So with potatoes, what I've typically done, and some people don't do this, but I typically will cut them up into a few pieces. And I've done a few different ways. I've cut them up into like quarters. And I've also just cut them in half. And I've actually found I do better when I just cut them in half.
Yeah, I think that it doesn't distribute the nutrients too far. But as long as every piece has one of those little eyes on it to sprout, you're in good shape.
Yeah, so I've kind of gone a little bit back and just I tend to cut them in half. Some people don't cut them at all and just plant the whole potato.
Some people just toss them in.
Yeah, and that's totally fine. That's a very viable way of doing it. You'll still get a lot of potatoes off of that. So I like to cut mine in half, and then what I'm going to do is I usually dig a hole at least about – I usually go about a foot down. Some people go a little bit deeper.
I say about a foot.
Yeah, but I think a foot's about a good length. And then I'm going to put that potato down at the bottom of that. And you want to put the cut side down so that the eyes are facing up. And some people will use like some sulfur, some other things to kind of help with rotting. I've not really ever done that. And for the most part, I've been, other than that one year where it rained heavily, I've been successful just with a half, cutting in half and right in the hole. Mm-hmm. And haven't had to do much else. And so I like to, you know, plant it deep, and then I only just barely cover it.
Yeah, just about, I would say, if we're operating under the 12-inch foot depth, 2 inches. Two inches right on top, wait for a sprout to go, and then do another 2 inches.
Yep, absolutely. Going. Yeah, that's a great way to do it. And what's really nice about that potatoes, similar to like a tomato, they like to root out from the new sprouts that come up. So actually roots will come out of that. So when you plant it at the bottom of the hole and you barely just cover it, you're going to get new sprouts will shoot up. And as soon as you see them poke through the dirt there, you're going to cover it up again. Put a few more inches of that soil on top and they'll just keep pushing up until you've got a nice little mound. And it usually takes a couple of weeks to get that whole process finished. But you're just going to bury it a little bit more and then it's going to finish out and grow over the top of that. And then... you know, fertilizing is one of those things. It's kind of up in the air as to how you want to do it. You can put a little bit at the time of planting. You can do a little bit each time that you bury it, so that there's food all the way up to the top. But there's lots of different ways to do it. I don't have you ever.
I usually say, you know, throw some fertilizer down when you're first planting, and then probably about halfway through. Not necessarily every time you're adding more dirt, just kind of halfway through. And you want to stay away from anything that's too nitrogen rich.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit more phosphorus heavy.
Yeah, that's going to help. Yeah, especially potatoes, because you don't want a flower on a potato.
Exactly.
You want roots. That's what the potato is a modified root. So you want to get more of the phosphorus, potassium. That's going to help with the root development. Going to help those get real nice and big, and you get nice large potatoes out of that.
More french fries.
More french fries. More absolutely.
French fries.
Always more french fries. So it's a great time to come in. Now, potatoes, especially Pontiacs, those go probably the fastest.
Right. The reds.
So if you want Pontiac reds, if that's something that you really enjoy, you're going to want to get them right away. So don't wait to get those. They're usually the first ones out.
Yep.
So spend some time, go out and get them. Even if you're not going to plant them today or the next few days, go get them. They're going to keep just fine. But you'll want to get them because they will go fast. Yukons are very closely after that. So,
but in my personal opinion, the better flavor.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a nice thing about any potatoes. There's just different uses for each one of them. I think those are both really great, easy to grow potatoes. You don't have a lot of issues with them. So, definitely come in and get those before too long, because they will be gone. And unfortunately, with potatoes, it's a one-time shot. We only get one go of it, and then it's planting time. So sometimes we can, you know, there's few stragglers here and there at a store, but when they're gone, they're typically just about gone.
Yep. So catch potato fever.
That sounds like a hashtag we should start. I don't know if it's going to catch on.
I don't know. I've got some draw power.
Fantastic. So the other thing that's come in are the onion sets, and that's another one that I always like to do.
I'm less familiar with onions.
Okay.
I'm a big potato guy.
Not so much the onions.
Oh, I like onions. Haven't had quite the experience planting them yet.
So onions are pretty easy as well. You don't have to do quite as much work, but I like to do onions in rows. And I usually, you know, with those onion sets are really nice. It depends on who you talk to. Like if you talk to a farmer, they'll say, you know, don't do the sets. Get seeds. Onion seeds are very expensive.
Yes.
And, it's tougher, but the farmers swear by the seed because it takes them longer to mature and they're harvesting later. And that's for some reason what they like. I think they get a better onion that way, a larger onion. I've just always done the sets, and I really like them. I think they're easy. But you know, you want to plant them about about 5-6 inches or so apart, and I just go about the about the depth of my thumb is as far down as I'm going to push that onion in, and you just go down the row. And what you want to make sure is that you get the right side down. So make sure you're looking for the kind of, it's like a little callus, and if you plant it the other way, it's not going to grow because it's growing upside down. So make sure you're putting the right side down about every 6 inches or so. And you can mix a little bit of fertilizer in with the row at the time, a little bit of side dressing during the season, and you'll be in good shape. You'll have onions and you have onion rings and french fries before you know it.
And you said dressing, some ranch dressing.
All right. So let's see. I think we're about time. We'll go to a break. If you want to be a part of the show, we would love to talk to you guys, answer any questions you might have. So give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI, and we will get you after the break.
The Zamzos Garden Show will be back right here on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Hi, this is Jim Zamzo, inviting you to the 22nd annual Boise Flower and Garden Show, March 23rd, 24th, and 25th at Boise Center. This is the biggest garden show in Idaho, with everything you need to make your garden beautiful, including the latest in landscape design, garden art and decor, yard furniture, plants, greenhouses, and more. The lobby gardens are sure to be impressive this year, with 5 pocket gardens, all with different themes. There'll be fun educational seminars, a bonsai exhibition, and of course the popular Friday and Saturday night wine nights with live music. Zamzos will be there showing off our latest products, and our experts will be teaching seminars on growing tastier tomatoes and the secrets to growing success. Discount admission coupons are available now at all 12 Zamzos. Oh, and our new store at Lake Hazel and 5 Mile is now open. So come check it out and watch for our grand opening coming soon. Then we'll see you Friday through Sunday, March 23rd through the 25th at the Boise Flower and Garden Show downtown at Boise Center.
Did you know you can buy a Mercedes-Benz for less than you pay for your coffee each morning? Nah, I made that up, but buying or leasing a new Mercedes is amazingly affordable. They start at just $32,700. Awesome, right? For the same price as a boring, garden-variety decaf-type car, you can own or lease a triple-shot grande latte with whipped cream kind of car or SUV from Mercedes-Benz of Boise. I'm not kidding. A 2018 GLA 250 4MATIC SUV lease is just $369 a month. $369. Business is booming at Mercedes-Benz of Boise because, well, we want to sell you what you want to drive at a surprisingly affordable price. So come take a test drive and see for yourself. You won't be disappointed. Oh, and the coffee's on us. Lyle Pearson's Mercedes-Benz of Boise in the Franklin and Cole Auto Mall. Peace of mind since 1969. See MercedesBenzOfBoise.com for complete details.
Nate Gelman here for Core Group Realty. You can find them online at getmorewithcore.com or you can give them a call, 477-1555. That's 477-1555. You've heard us talk about Tom Dahlman and the entire team at Core Group Realty. You've heard us rattle off success story after success story about how homes sell for over asking price. Tom's joining us. Tom, how do homes sell for over asking price?
Buyers who want the home. There's people that will pay the money that they want to get into a specific home. So, you know, that's one of those things where we have to kind of watch the marketplace and double check appraisals to make sure that if they're getting a loan that they can actually afford to get that house and that it'll appraise at that value. But there are people out there who are so dedicated to a specific property and fall so in love with the property that they will offer over asking price.
If you have a home to sell, call Tom Dahlman and the entire team at Core Group Realty, 477-1555. They'll guarantee to sell your home in 59 days or less, or they'll sell it for free. Don't forget, you can also find them online at getmorewithcore.com.
Hey, this is Kevin from Shadow Valley Golf Course, and we're proud to be Datatel's Customer of the Month. We've been a partner with Datatel for the last 9 years and been extremely satisfied with the service that they've provided us. You know, as a small business owner that's relying on its phone for booking reservations and being there to answer customer questions, we have to have a phone system that we can rely on to be operating all of the time. And Datatel has been extremely reliable for us.
Keeping you connected, call on Datatel.
At Idaho Power, safety is a value we live every day. Idaho Power reminds you to look up and look around for overhead power lines before moving ladders and irrigation pipe or using pruners or other equipment. And as farm workers prepare for irrigation season, it's a good time to have your electrical equipment serviced. Practicing safe behavior on the job and at home saves lives. Learn more at idahopower.com/safety.
Live from the Next Title Studio, this is News Talk 670 KBOI.
All right, we are back for part three of the Zamzos Garden Show. I'm your host, Nolan Guthrie, and I'm very happy to have Matt Maston from our new Lake Hazel store in studio. Matt, thank you for coming in, man. I appreciate it a lot.
Happy to be here.
All right, so we have got a phone call from Mike, but before we get to that, I want to get the phone number out. If you've got any questions or actually, I was going to throw this out. If you've got any tips on planting potatoes or onions, things that you've done in the past and you've been successful with and you want to share them, give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI. We'd love to grow our cumulative knowledge on growing potatoes and onions, or if you just have any other questions, we'd love to talk to you. So let's go to Mike in Boise. Mike, how's it going? How can we help you today?
I'm doing good. I have a question about lawns, actually.
Yeah, fantastic.
I've got a rental with a really old lawn, and I'm thinking I should aerate it and power rake it this year. When should I do that, or when should I do it by? I was thinking this weekend, but with the rain, then I'm thinking not.
Yeah. It's a very good idea. If it's an older lawn, or, you know, like you mentioned, a rental, maybe it hasn't had the best of care over the years and just needs a pick me up. Those are great things to do. Now, I'll tell you, I wouldn't do both of them at the same time or with at the same season. I really prefer to, in this, in, and I'm going to preface all of this in saying this is a preference thing. Well, you okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, just make sure.
I'm like, I better start taking notes, and I dropped that.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Right.
You're my first caller, Mike. I need you here with me.
So I don't like to do both at the same time because it's, to me, it's, so I was going to preface all of it. This is a preference thing. Other people will have different opinions, but I'm going to tell you how, what I've done and how I've found success. So just make sure that we put that right out there. I don't like to do aeration in the spring. I prefer to do aeration in the fall, and I'll get into that in a second, but I really like doing the thatching or the power raking in the spring. And the reason I prefer to do that is because after you've done a power raking or a thatching, whichever one you want to call it, they're really the same thing. You pull up all that dead material and it's a really great opportunity to put new seed down. So you've exposed a lot of soil, you've torn out all that old stuff and new seed goes over the top of it and it comes in and the grass is just going to look amazing. You're going to have a great spring. A lot of people recommend doing an aeration in the seeding, and it's one of those things, like, it just never makes sense to me, because if you put holes in the soil and then you put seed on the top, the seed goes to the bottom of the soil, and if it starts growing, you know, half an inch down and that hole closes up, people do it. I just don't think it's the most optimal thing to do, because it seeds growing an inch down below the soil level. Like, that's not beneficial.
You're building a hurdle for yourself.
Yeah.
That's the first thing when you said that, I'm like, wouldn't the seed go in the hole?
Exactly. Right. So I know a lot of people do it and they say it works. It just was one of those things I tend to disagree with. So
also when you're doing aeration, especially if it's the plug aeration coming out, try to rake those up instead of just going back over it, because then it'll just get smashed back in.
Yeah. So I like to, with the plugs, I like to rake them into the low spots so that they kind of help level out the grass a little bit. You do your thatching, then you can get your seed down, you can get your fertilizing, and the grass is going to come up. It's going to look amazing. You're right. I wouldn't do it today. It's raining. It's going to be a miserable job, and you're just not going to have a good time. So wait for some.
Well, you never know. He might have had a good time.
To each his own. But I would wait. Now, the other thing I would wait for is, I was actually going to talk about this, so we'll kind of segue into it. Grass seed is not, it's a little too early for grass seed. I like to wait for grass seed until about mid-April. And the reason is you have a germination time. So grass seed takes about, depending on the variety, takes about 7 to 14 days to germinate. So that's once you put it out, it's going to take that long before the grass starts to come up. So if you were to do it now, it's probably going to be longer, closer to the 14 days for it to come up. And that's only putting you at the middle of April. And between those times, we could have a killing frost. And if we do get a killing frost, it could potentially kill off some of that, those new seeds.
Yeah, it'll seal off the seeds so that you're not going to maximize all the effort that you're putting into it.
Well, I want to do that.
Yeah. So I like to wait till about mid-April, because then you're about 14 weeks or 14 days out, which puts you really close to the last frosting. So you're in good shape there. Okay. So, I like to do all that just at once. Get your thatcher, go through all the lawn. And the real thing I found with the thatching is go over it multiple times, because you'll go over it once and you'll be amazed how much stuff you pull out of there. And then you'll go over it a second time and you'll get almost the same amount. So do it a couple of times. It's a heavy job. You got a lot of stuff to do there, but the end result, you will be very happy with how the grass looks in the next year, that season.
Good.
So wait for a few weeks to get that project started.
Okay. I can talk myself into that.
Fantastic.
And if you need more convincing, call us and we'll convince you some more.
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay, so my house faces south, so I get blasted by full sun all year round when it's sunny out.
Yeah.
And we, when we bought it, we took out some of the landscaping and kind of just filled it in with some kind of grass mulch seed mix.
Yeah.
It seems to be a little rougher grass than, thicker blades than what was in the original lawn.
Okay.
But it stays greener better.
Okay.
Do you have a recommendation for these like full sun lawns? I'm not so worried about having a fine coat of grass. I'd prefer that it's green. It's not like we play on it or anything.
Yeah. I really like perennial ryegrass. Our custom lawn mix is the one I've had a lot of success with. It's one that I use. I really prefer perennial ryegrass for our area. I think it tolerates the heat well. It's a nice bladed grass. It's very similar in shape, leaf size, and feel to Kentucky bluegrass, but it tolerates the heat a lot better than Kentucky.
So. Okay.
And because it's a mix of a couple different kinds, it does blend well with other lawns.
Yeah. Oh, and then after I thatch and I put the seed, I overseed, do I have to worry about putting anything on that overseed? I know, like when you do a new lawn, you're supposed to cover it.
You know what I do is actually put down Humagreen. I just go over the top of it with Humagreen because it's got a lot of micronutrient. It holds that moisture, and it's way easier to apply than anything like a compost or anything like that. So Humagreen is the one I recommend to do there.
Okay, great.
Fantastic.
Well, I'm glad I called.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot for the call, Mike. I think we probably got time to get to Doug. So let's go to Doug in Meridian. How's it going? How can we help you today?
Hi. Since you're talking about the lawns, last year I had told you about my back lawn was all I had landscape all done back there.
Yeah.
Now the whole yard is kind of bumpy.
Okay.
In order to level that out, could I use like a topsoil lay over that, and then put lawn seed and Humagreen on it?
Yeah, that would be one way to take care of it. Absolutely. Is it? I mean, like, how bumpy are we talking about?
It's a little bumpy.
Like sprain your ankle, kind of bumpy, or
it could just be that way. Because what I did last year, I got some seed from you guys.
Yeah.
And I seeded over the area where they dug a trench from one side of the yard to the other and laid some electrical into there.
Yeah.
And then put the strips back on so they're kind of bumpy, you know, above the ground.
Right. Yeah, that soil probably settled and made a kind of a divot there. So I think that would probably be the better way to take care of that issue. You could use topsoil, or you could even use some compost. Either one of those would be good. Or even if you wanted to kind of mix them up a little bit, you could do that. But you know, the easiest thing would just get some topsoil and level it out and put your seed down. And Humagreen over the top would be fantastic.
Maybe mix the topsoil with the compost just so you're adding some good nutrients if you're going to put seed over the top.
Topsoil and compost?
Yeah.
And
if you do something like that, you know, what I like to do because you're kind of dealing with bare ground at that point, what I like to do is put that stuff down, then go over it with your seed, and then just lightly rake it with like a leaf rake. Lightly rake it just so, you know, you're not going to do real vigorously, but just kind of lightly rake over the top of it so you kind of get some good soil to seed coverage there. Not all the seeds completely exposed, but that'll really help the seed stay there and have enough moisture and root down.
So combine the topsoil with compost and then lay my seed?
Yeah, on the top of it once you've got it all filled in.
And then rake the seed into it.
And rake it because I know after I get back from my vacation next week, the commercial tells us it's time to start doing the fertilizer.
Yeah. Yeah, now's a great, and you can do any of that with, you know, the thing that's nice about our fertilizer, and I've done this numerous times, is I'll just, you know, put the seed down, fertilize like you normally would. It's not a problem at all.
Okay.
And even if you get like putting the Humagreen down, I've even put Humagreen down at the same time. It's not
Humagreen
too much.
We have people that put Humagreen down all year because it's it just helps
say
retain moisture. We have people that put Humagreen down all year.
Oh, okay.
So
I know we have to put it down during the summertime.
Yeah, that's when we recommend a lot of it, but you can do it numerous times a year. It's always good. So
and use that spreader that you guys provide us.
Absolutely.
That program. Okay. Yep. Thanks.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call, Doug. Appreciate it. Good luck. We're going to hit a break and be right back for part four of the Zamzos Garden Show here on KBOI.
The Zamzos Garden Show will be back right here on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Hi, this is Jim Zamzel, and if you want to get started raising backyard chickens, now's a great time, because all 12 Zamzels, including our beautiful new store now open at Lake Hazel and 5 Mile, have baby chicks. But when buying chicks, you need to know what you're getting. Some stores sell straight-run chicks, which could include up to half roosters, which are not allowed in cities and subdivisions and don't lay eggs. At Zamzel's, we sell only pullets, which are 99% hens that lay up to 300 eggs per year. But proper care and nutrition is needed for your hens to lay those eggs. And no one makes fresher or better feed than Zamzel's. In fact, we've been manufacturing feed for 85 years, starting way back in 1933 when Grandpa and Grandma Z mixed the first feeds at our original Fairview store. So if you want the best tasting eggs and healthiest chickens, feed Zamzel's locally made feeds. Because since 1933, when it comes to raising the best chickens,
nobody knows like Zamzel's.
Paul Jay here, and I like Greek food as much as anyone, and there's a place popping up across the valley that's doing Greek right. You may have seen an Eero Shack dual drive-through or maybe their walk-in store downtown, but let me tell you about this place. Gus Zaharyadakis founded the Eero Shack by serving customized Greek Eros with only the freshest ingredients, one-of-a-kind tzatziki and spicy green sauces. Now the Eero Shack continues to bring you Gus's authentic and unique taste on classic Greek favorites with uncommonly inventive Eero options like the spicy, the deluxe, the bacon ranch, the Philly, and the veggie.
Get your sweet deal from Eero Shack this Friday at KBOI.com. Look for the sweet deals link and grab $50 worth of gift certificates for only $25. Go to KBOI.com and grab your sweet deal this Friday. Use them at any of the Eero Shack locations around the valley with more on the way soon. The Eero Shack, real Greek, real fast.
You got a beautiful home, so fill it up with sunshine.
Can you look your home in the eye and say it's not worth Anderson Windows? Anderson 100 Series windows and patio doors give you the durability, energy efficiency, and beauty that has made Anderson the most trusted brand in the industry. Call Wood Windows, Inc. today for your free estimate at 376-2200.
Wood windows, let the light come shining.
It's game time, and Brett's Madness is on. With all-star pricing on hundreds of RVs, starting at only $97 a month. Get slam dunk savings on the latest travel trailers, fifth wheels, motorhomes, toy haulers, and more. Buy a new RV and get your chance to shoot for an additional $500 in savings. Shop online at brettsrv.com or visit them at 4180 Broadway Avenue in Boise or at their new location in Nampa at 1608 Industrial Road. Restrictions apply. Offer only valid on purchases over $15,000.
The haircut experience at Lady Jane's in Meridian, it's like nothing you've ever experienced before. We treat you like a king as we sculpt your hair to absolute perfection. Plus, our hot leather neck shave makes you feel like a captain of industry. Get a shampoo and scalp massage and top it all off with a hot towel, and you'll feel like a man of men. The Czar of Zest, a mighty symbol of all that is clean and pure and righteous. Sorry, I got a little carried away. But for the single greatest haircut experience on earth, head to Lady Jane's in Meridian on Corner Eagle Road in Eustick, next to Five Guys. Lady Jane's in Meridian, it's wicked awesome.
If you love to drive, now's the perfect time to buy a new or used car or truck. Inventories are up, selection is up, used values are up, and interest rates are low. Maybe your right time to buy is because of better fuel economy, increased safety for your family, reduced maintenance costs, or you may just want that new car smell. Now's the perfect time to invest in a new or used car or truck. What are you waiting for? Go out and see your favorite Treasure Valley Auto dealer today. There's never been a better time or reason to get yourself a new car, because today is perfect for you.
Talking with you for over 15 years, Paul, Jay, and Chris, weekday mornings on 670 KBOI.
All right, we are back. It is part four of the Zamzo's Garden Show. I'm your host, Nolan Guthrie, and I'm very excited and pleased to have Matt Mastin in the studio with us today for the very first time. Matt, thank you so much for being here, man.
There's no way you're more excited than me.
No, it's been great. You've done a great job. Thank you for being here. I really appreciate it.
It's been fun.
So let's see. We've been talking about potatoes and lawns and all sorts of things. I think we got time probably to get one more call in there. If you want to have any questions for us, you want to get in there before the time's out, give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI. We'll get you right in and answer any of those questions that you might have. So we were talking about some seed starting stuff, grass seed. I should say. It's kind of where the questions led us, and that was great topics, lots of stuff. We're getting close to that time. I still think it's a little too early for grass seed, but what it is time for is starting to get your fertilizer down. And if you've been on our lawn program in the past or you're on our lawn program right now, I just want to let everybody know that the reminders have started. We don't do them all at once. We kind of space it out a little bit just to make sure that everybody gets a spreader if they need it. But those started yesterday. And so the first round went out. We'll have a few more next week, and then finish up the week after that. So if you haven't gotten your reminder, don't fret just yet. There's still some time. But if you ever have any questions, you're not getting that, you can email us. Email me, actually. It goes right to me, zamzos@zamzos.com, and I can usually figure those things out. Or just talk to the store manager or somebody at the store. And a lot of times it's something really simple, and we can get that fixed and get you going again. So
I'm really excited about that new text message option that we have this year.
Yeah, that it is. I'm really glad we were able to get that going this year. So if you are on dad, or even if you're not on the lawn program and you want to get a reminder to apply something, come into the stores. They've got the info there. They'll get you set up on that. It's really easy. I'm not going to put the number out on the air just because it's really long and nobody would get it. So, if you're in the store, just let them know you want a reminder. If you're on the lawn program or not, we'll get you going and, you can get a text reminder. So really excited about that. It's gone pretty well so far. So, so it is time for step one. If you're out and about, you want to do it now with the rain is a great time to apply that. You can do it during the rain. It's not a big deal. It might be a little wet. You're going to have to change your socks, maybe use some muddy shoes or shoes that you don't mind getting a little wet, and apply your fertilizer. It's also a great time to get the crabgrass preventer down is another one I would recommend.
And both of those need to be watered in, so that's why we're using the rain to our advantage.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, with that, one thing I always like to recommend or just remind everybody, if you're doing a crabgrass preventer, you are going to be pushing back when you could actually apply grass seed. So you have to keep that in mind. If you're using a crabgrass preventer, it does have a lasting effect. So you're going to have less grass seed come in if you do plant. I think it's within about 40 days, 45 days. So you've got to give that time to kind of work out before you can put new seed down. So it's one of those things I typically, if you need to put new seed down, I usually recommend putting the seed down over the crabgrass preventer personally, because you've got to fill in the areas, you know. You got to fix what's broken before you can start preventing stuff from happening.
I would rather have the full lawn and deal with some of the weeds and then deal with the pre-emergent later.
Exactly. That's kind of how I've always felt about it, and I think in the long run, it's going to be a better situation.
We just voted. It's the right way to go.
I'm glad you and I are on the same page,
exactly.
Man.
We raised our hands and everything.
You're going to be on the show more often.
I will. As long as we keep it green.
Yeah. All right. So definitely think about getting your lawn fertilizer down, getting your crabgrass preventer down. You could do the billbug stuff now if you wanted, if you just want to get it taken care of. I think it's a little early on that personally. I usually like to wait till about the first part of April to do the billbug because they're just a little bit slower than some of the weeds. So. But you could definitely put it down now if you wanted to just get it all done. I am all about getting everything done as much as possible.
And all those pre-emergents last for a season. Now, I know me, I'm a big fan of football and baseball. Seasons last 6 months. But remember, seasons are 3 months. We had 90 days with those pre-emergents. So whenever you start it, if we did it today, that means June 17th, let's put another one down.
Yeah. Exactly. You want to get those successive applications, especially for the billbugs. A lot of people over the last few years have had it seems like there's been a rising problem with goosegrass over the last few years, and that's another annual grass, weedy grass that gets into a lot of lawns. It's really annoying.
And later, too.
And it comes up later in the season. So if you've been using the crabgrass preventer, but you're still getting this other grass, chances are it's probably goosegrass, and that second application is very important. It also prevents other things later, like spurge is another really common one that gets into a lot of lawns. So that second application is very key to preventing those throughout the entire year. So you want to get both of those down. If you've done it, as soon as you put it down, set yourself a reminder for about 3 months out, to put on a second one. We do have those available on our website in the events. I put calendar reminders, and you can just download that right to your calendar from there.
It's always easier to prevent it than to fix it afterwards.
Absolutely, yeah. It's way easier.
We'll help you either way, but just so you know, it's easier for you.
Yeah, it's easier. Yeah, it's a lot less work to just apply it once with the spreader as opposed to mixing up some sort of liquid and going out there and spraying
things. And especially if you're part of the lawn program and you're borrowing a spreader from us, you might as well do all three things at once.
Absolutely. So lots of stuff that we can do. You still got time, so it's not like you have to get it down now. A lot of people start now. I personally don't do much until the first or second week of April, personally, right. Just because
I wait till after Easter.
Yeah.
That's my signal.
Yeah, yeah. I think we've all got our own little things there, and that's – I just like to wait a little bit longer, mostly because I don't want to mow yet, but my kids do most of
it. I agree. We voted on that too. No mowing yet.
So lots of stuff to think about moving forward. It's getting there. I mean, it's almost, I think the first day of spring is the 20th. So that is next week. We are there. It doesn't look like it today. I actually heard somebody say that they thought it was going to snow today, which it gave me nightmares.
Never trust weather apps. They're meant to scare you.
So one other thing I wanted to just point out real quick and just have make sure everybody knows, if you didn't get a chance to make it to the seed starting class today, we've got all the seed starting stuff that we need. There's a nice handy little guide that we hand out at the class. It's a seed starting guide, and it lays it out by weeks, and it's all based around the last frost date, which is May 10th, the average last frost date. But it's a nice a nice sheet. It really tells you like when's a good time to start things indoors, start them outdoors. It's very handy. If you were at the store for the class, I think they were passing them out.
Absolutely,
there.
Yeah. Everybody that attended got a free one. But if you come in right now, we'll give you a free one.
Yeah, and if you
breaks it down by vegetable too, or every kind of seed that you could start.
Yeah, so it's very helpful. Also, it is available online. If you go to our Zamzos page. Go to like our lawn program page off on the right hand side. There's a little button. You can download it and you'll be good to go. And that is about all we have for today. Matt, thank you again so much for being on the show, man. I appreciate you spending the time.
I'm happy to be here, and thank you to the callers.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. We will talk to you guys next week here on the Zamzos Garden Show on KBOI.